Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks again.
If you could get used to hearing this from your customers, you should use Australia Post to deliver to them. Because when they receive their delivery quickly, securely, and at a time and place that suits them, they won't thank us, they'll thank you. Your customers will thank you for using Australia Post. Go to auspost.com.au/forbusiness to find out more.
I'm Dr. Theo Spirakis from Bexley Dental, and I can give you back your smile. With the all-on-4 dental procedure, I can put an end to broken and missing teeth and uncomfortable dentures. Book your free all-on-4 consultation now at bexleydental.com.au.
And now, the Memory Health Show, brought to you by Suvenaid. Go to memorydrink.com.au for a free sample.
The number's 131873. It's good to have you here. It is Justin Smith, Nights Across Australia, filling in for Steve Price for this week. And it is the Memory Health Show, thanks to Suvenaid. And great pleasure to have in the studio Associate Professor Michael Woodward, Head of Memory Clinic and Aged Care Research at Austin Health, and also Marie McCabe, CEO of Dementia Australia and former CEO of Alzheimer's Australia in Victoria. Hello to both of you.
Good evening, Justin.
Hi, Justin.
Thank you very much for coming in. We wanted to talk a little bit about tonight and the people who need to care for those with dementia and with Alzheimer's. That is a very tough life for some people, isn't it?
It can indeed be very tough, and we have around 1.5 million carers across the country, and it is extraordinary the contribution that they make.
That's a big figure, isn't it? I don't think many people would have been able to guess that. So if 1.5 million people care.
Yeah. Involved in the care of people living with dementia. We've got around 447,000 Australians living with dementia at the moment. And by 2058, without a medical breakthrough, those figures are expected to rise to around 1.1 million. So the number of carers that we have is certainly consistent with that. And they do an extraordinary job providing care to vulnerable older Australians and also to younger Australians with dementia.
Well, I wanted to ask you that for the carers, you know, what sort of, when you think of it, that we think of them as an older person themselves, but I guess the ages would really range for the people, for these 1.5 million people.
They do indeed. And carers can be, in fact, children in families can be carers for people with their, you know, parents with younger onset dementia. And as you mentioned before, it can also be older people who have health conditions themselves that they're dealing with, caring for an older loved one with dementia.
Michael, that is a big figure, isn't it? It's extraordinary. A lot of people in this situation.
It certainly is, and it's very important that we support the carers, these large number of carers, because if the person with dementia, particularly as they become more affected by their memory problems and their problems with day-to-day living, if they don't have a carer, they don't have a support person, they're going to need care from government sources or going into residential care. But the more we can keep them at home and enhance their quality of life through supporting the caregiver, the better it is for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Marie, and I think that when we think about caring for someone who is in need, this is a very, very tough ask for these people. These are very hard circumstances for people to be in, aren't they?
It is indeed. And it doesn't matter whether it's a partner, a care partner, or, you know, family members, friends, all sorts of people can be carers. And what the research shows is that carers of people living with dementia often have worse health outcomes than people caring for people with other chronic conditions. So it's so important that they take care of themselves, that they seek support, and that they have a good support network around them.
Can we have a look, you know, at some of the issues that people would have to deal with for being a carer?
Well, the hardest thing, of course, is the change in the person they're caring for. They're going to need reminding about appointments. They're going to need to be reminded about everything that happens in their day-to-day life as their memory becomes more and more affected. But there's also a change in their personality. So the person who was your loving husband may start getting a bit cranky at times, and that's a big change to deal with, often after 40 or 50 or 60 years together. There may be other changes, more responsive or challenging type behaviours can sometimes occur as the Alzheimer's disease and other dementias progress. So the carer has to remain a partner in life, but also develop some of the professional, almost professional skills that you need to look after somebody with a healthcare need.
Yeah. Is that even harder that somebody had that connection before, whether it's a mother or father or husband and wife, they had a loving connect, they had a different relationship, and all of a sudden nature has changed that on them. They've got to turn into somebody completely new for
and
this
not
person.
Just that, Justin, yeah. They're actually the sense of loss that they experience, that personal loss of that former connection that's not there anymore. Their loved one is there, but it's different, and it is a sense of grief and loss that carers often experience.
Please give us a call, Michael and Maria here, and the number's 131 873. Even if you just want to join in the discussion, but if you have a question, we would really like to hear it. 131 873. Is there enough support for these people? I guess there's never really enough.
Well, there's certainly Dementia Australia provides quite a bit of support for family carers, and they contact us through the National Dementia Helpline on 1800 100 500. And we run counselling programs, we run living with dementia programs, and that can provide strategies for carers, and also social support groups, which carers find enormously supportive. And they meet with other carers, so they develop networks, and they share with each other the sorts of things that they do when they find challenging issues and situations arise. So it's a very supportive environment, Justin, and we really encourage carers to really reach out and not do this on your own. It's a tough gig.
Do you see that where people they hold off and they think, no, I don't need that help yet? You know,
absolutely.
I'll just wait a little bit longer. I mean, I guess even I think if I was in that situation, I would kid myself a little that it is going to get better.
Yeah.
And that it is going to change. So they hold out, they hold out and they hold out. And then they come to you and they're a little bit, you know, sort of at the almost at breaking point,
yeah,
at the end of the tether.
Indeed. Know. And we want people to come to us before there's a crisis. We want to avoid those crisis situations. And we really encourage people to contact the National Dementia Helpline. And there is so much that we can do to support people caring for a loved one with dementia.
Michael, you would encourage people to come forward.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think also their doctor has an important role to play here. The GP needs to monitor the carer's general health. And the specialist, myself as an example, I like to give the caregiver, the partner, information about what is dementia and what to expect, what can be done about it in the early stages, lifestyle modification for the person with dementia. But it's also important for the carer to keep their life as healthy as possible. I also talk about Dementia Australia, of course, and they have a useful book called The Dementia Guide that was launched here in Melbourne a couple of years ago, a very useful resource for people caring for those with dementia and for the person with Alzheimer's disease or dementia themselves. Sadly, we're lacking in specific treatments for the early stages of dementia. Risk reduction, improving your lifestyle, keeping your body active, keeping your mind active is very important, even when you're in the early stages of memory loss, not just to prevent memory loss. Souvenade, a medical food, has been shown to be beneficial for those in the early stages of dementia, and it's important the caregiver understands this and knows what the role of these various strategies is. As the dementia progresses, which sadly it does for many people, we then can talk about specific drugs. And again, it's good for the caregiver to know how the drugs work and what side effects to look out for.
Amanda is on the line calling from Canberra, listening through 2CC. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, how are you going?
Well, thank you. Please go ahead. Any question you want at all?
Oh, I'm just wanting to know, so my parents are both elderly. My father has Alzheimer's and my mother, I think, is experiencing certain things, and I'll probably call it some kind of dementia. We don't kind of know the next step of who to care for, how to care for, how to progress, things that need to be done in life. So they're quite okay at the moment, but it's really hard.
It is indeed very hard. And look, I do encourage you to call the National Dementia Helpline on 1800 100 500. And there is so much that the team can work with you to prepare for the things that are important to you and to your parents. And there's certainly services and programs that are available now. And one of the best things to do is to equip yourself with all of the knowledge that you can. And people find that very helpful. So, you know, if I'm sure that there's a lot that we could do to provide support.
Sometimes we do see the situation where both the husband and wife have memory problems. It's more common we see something, a slight variant of that. We see the husband who might have physical problems and the wife who has the memory problems. So kind of they help each other out in the other areas, the other person's areas of difficulties. But when both have memory problems, that can be difficult. It can be particularly difficult for the daughter, but there's still plenty of support available, and certainly seek a diagnosis for mum if she's not been correctly or adequately looked at yet. So she needs to see her GP and possibly a specialist.
The other concern I would imagine is that if you see somebody every day, you don't notice that gradual change. You know, if there's somebody you haven't seen for a long, you know, for 2 years, for example, yeah. You see them and you think, gee, they're looking a little bit older, aren't they? But you don't see that gradual change in people. And I guess, am I right in saying this? Sometimes the memory loss is, oh, that's just kind of part of who they are. That's, you know, it's more their character than actually something being wrong with them. And it can be that gradual that it is on top of us before we really have an understanding of what we're dealing with.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Justin. And it can be very insidious, as you say. And then it's likely that something will happen that brings it to a crisis point where then it's got to be looked at in a different way.
We all have
medical
some,
opinion sort.
Yeah, we all have some memory lapses as we get on in years, but when we start having a lot of memory problems, it's important to have a proper assessment. And so the caregiver or the daughter might be the one that'll say, Mum, you need to go and see the doctor. You need to have this looked at.
Yeah, that's a tough, that's a very tough conversation to have, isn't it? We had a caller off air asking when a parent with dementia should stop driving. And that is a very, not even with dementia, but as a person gets older and you've got to have that conversation. You know, Marie, where would you start with a conversation like that?
Look, it is difficult. And one of the things I think that, you know, you've got to point out the risks and the risks to the person and to others and see if it can be modified initially where the person might agree to just drive in their local area.
Yeah.
So they may have the capability to do that, but longer trips are quite challenging. But, you know, I mean, when somebody gets a diagnosis of dementia, it is reportable. It's required to be reportable and, you know, then people do lose their license, but it is a loss of independence.
Every state has different rules. Certainly people with just the early stages, what we call mild cognitive impairment, don't necessarily need to stop driving. But by the time you reach the dementia stage where you're needing help with your daily activities, you certainly need to have your driving assessed and you may need to surrender your license.
It's good to have both of you here. We appreciate it. Keep the calls coming, please. 131 873. This is the Memory Health Show. We'll come back in a moment.
And now, the Memory Health Show, brought to you by Suvenaid. Go to memorydrink.com.au for a free sample.
And tonight in the studio, Associate Professor Michael Woodward is here, and also Marie McCabe, who's the CEO of Dementia Australia. Michael, I want to ask you, where, as far as, and Marie, of course, the, with healthcare, with the way the system is at the moment, what do we need to be better at? What do we need to fix?
Certainly from the medical side, we need better access to diagnostic services, to better treatments, and they are being developed through a very healthy research program worldwide. But I think getting back to the caregiver, I think there's probably some gaps that Dementia Australia would be well aware of.
Yeah.
Indeed. And some of the things that people complain about are the challenges accessing My Age Care. And one of the things is recently there's been a trial set up where a navigator model is going to be trialled. And I think that's a really important initiative because people need to be able to know where to go, the referral services that are available, the options that are available to them, depending on what it is that they're dealing with. And the first trial will be in Western Australia and another trial site's just about to be set up in Dubbo.
Let's take a call. Alexi is on the phone. Hello, Alexi. Calling from Melbourne, listening through 3AW.
Hi, guys. Great to be on the show. my sisters and I care for Mum, and we've just gone through the care packages. She's assessed as level four. She's getting level one package. And we had to wait 12 months to get to the level four and find out that once all the prices are given, that actually you get less than being on care package one. It just seems ridiculous. And I'm wondering if that's being looked at in the Royal Commission and if that's the changes you've just spoken about.
Alexi, it is being looked at in the Royal Commission, and in fact there's been a focus on care on home care packages. Some of the challenges at the moment are the waiting list, and I think right now there are about over 100,000 Australians on the waiting list for home care packages, and it's great that your mum has a care package, but not that she's not getting the level of care that is required. And I'm sure that you and your family are supplementing that significantly. But it's really important that you, if you have not spoken about that or put in a submission to the Royal Commission, I do encourage you to do so.
Alexi, thank you very much for the call. Another one, Judy is on the phone. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Justin.
Go ahead.
And Michael and Lexi, I think it is. Yeah, I just want to stress that how important it is to have support groups for carers. It's a pretty rotten job being a carer. When you're with other people in a similar situation, it makes a heck of a lot of difference. I belong to a couple of support groups. One of them, we meet monthly for a coffee over in Laburnum Shopping Centre. And this was set up by a young bloke called Rod. I think you might know him. He might be in the
studio.
We do indeed.
Well, Rod set up this coffee group, and we look forward to getting over there and having our coffees together and sharing our stories and seeing where we're all at. And I just believe support groups are extremely important. And,
absolutely, I would imagine.
If Rod's sort of been on me, at me, to ring up. Happened to Rod.
And here you are, Judy.
You know, it's not. I think it's more than just supporting the carers. That's incredibly important. That's what we're focusing on today. But even the person with Alzheimer's finds it very useful, or with any other form of dementia, finds it very useful to be still using what skills they have. There's one body that's been set up nationally called Professionals with Alzheimer's Disease, set up by a person with Alzheimer's and their carer, their partner, Kathy and John Roth. They don't mind their names being spoken about. They're setting up branches around Australia to support not only the carer, but also to allow the person with dementia to still feel useful and engaged. So we need to support both parts of the team, really.
Michael, I want to, and Judy, thank you very much for calling in. You wanted to get on the show. You are on. Delightful to have you here. Michael, I wanted to ask you about treatment options as well. There are things available, aren't there?
When person moves into the dementia stage, we have some drugs that have been approved for the treatment of Alzheimer's disease of mild to moderate and moderately severe stages. And it's up to the specialist and the GP to work out when to commence those drugs, how to assess whether they're being tolerated, how to assess whether they should be continued, whether there's a benefit coming from them. In the very early stages, mild cognitive impairment, we don't recommend drug treatment. As I said a little earlier, we recommend lifestyle modification, eating well, exercising at least 20 minutes most days of the week, keeping mentally active, keeping socially engaged. And there's also a medical food that has been shown in now 3-year data to be helpful to improve cognition, improve function, and even possibly change the structure of the brain in people in the early stages of Alzheimer's, in a favourable way, of course. That food, Souvenade, which is the sponsor of this program, I think is a major breakthrough in the treatment of the early stages of Alzheimer's.
And you have seen that at work, haven't you, with people?
Absolutely. Many, many people who have remained relatively stable. In fact, I say to my patients with mild cognitive impairment, if all goes well with this approach and with a dose of good luck, you you'll have Alzheimer's travel with you through the rest of your life rather than be the one driving you. It is possible to achieve that in some people. In fact, I think if you get there early enough, perhaps in the majority of people. But we still need effective drugs that can work in that early stage. We don't have them yet.
We might have time for one more call before we finish up. Darren's on the phone from Brisbane listening through 4BC. Hi, Darren.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, we're good. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just thought I'd give you guys a quick call. I just heard you guys talking about the carers for people with dementia. My dad's got dementia, and he's progressively getting a lot worse. He still lives at home with himself. He also has care workers come in to help him with his tablets in the morning and afternoon. But I am the family contact for him, and I have to say that it is quite a difficult job. I am probably experiencing it at a level that I know is going to get intense. The bit that I'm struggling with the moment at the most is the repetitiveness of his stories. And what's going on with his mind. And it's to the point where I feel like I don't, and it's a horrible thing to say, I don't want to be around him because it has such an impact on me.
Yeah. And, Darren, look, that's the experience of many carers and loved ones when their parent is going through dementia. And it's, you know, and it's great that you are willing to say that because I know that that will resonate with others. And, you know, what you're doing for your dad is amazing, and I do encourage you to call the National Dementia Helpline. There is a lot that we can do to support families and carers, and it's a tough gig, and it's really important that you get the support that you need.
You touched on something there, which was that Darren was willing to admit that was what was wrong, and that's what was hard, you know, making it hard to be around his father, as opposed to, oh, no, it's okay, everything's all right, you know, I'm here for dad, or whatever. But to actually be honest with himself and with other people, that must be incredibly important.
Absolutely. And look, it's so important to be able to acknowledge those feelings. They're real, they're distressing, and they're, you know, they're part of, unfortunately, what we go through when we do care for a loved one with dementia often.
It is tough, isn't it? I think, and we've all been touched by it, you know, whether it be friends that we have seen go through it or whatever, we have all been touched by it at some point, haven't we?
Indeed, yeah. Yes.
And the helpline is 1-800-100-500 for people, even if they've got a question on behalf
Absolutely.
Of somebody else. Yeah.
Indeed. And we have people call for all sorts of things, for information, for, you know, sometimes they just call because they want to chat. And the team are amazing. So I do encourage you to reach out.
I thank you both very much for being on the Memory Health Show. Michael Woodward, thank you. Marie McCabe, lovely, lovely to talk to both of you.
Celebrating Origin 3 with a beautiful bundle of wine from Molly's Cradle. This exclusive Molly's bundle includes the new release 2019 Sauvignon Blanc and Premium Cradle Cab Sav plus chockies and other goodies valued at over $125. Online, $59.99 with free delivery in the Sydney metro area. This exclusive Molly's online offer must end at full time tonight. Go to mollyscradle.com.au for this beautiful bundle of wine while stocks last.